There we go.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. I do have one change to today's agenda under the 1:30 public hearings. We can amend the agenda to strike the first listed public hearing conditional use number 2158 filed on behalf of Millsboro Solar LLC. We will have that rescheduled for April 2nd so we can strike it from today's agenda.
Thank you, sir. Motion to approve the amended agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of February 26th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's one letter, and it's from Sabbathville Middle School thanking council for their generosity in their monetary donation.
Thank you. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Remind everybody that public comments are a three-minute time frame allowed for the public to speak to council. You should be speaking about anything that council has interest in or control over.
Did you get that, Guy?
And the time, the limit's up here. The lights are going to go on green when you start talking. Yellow gives you a minute. When red comes, you're asked to please stop. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Speaking about this morning is back to Board of Adjustments. Sussex County Board of Adjustment agenda for February 4th held a public hearing, case number 12-261, which basically brought up the issue of subpoena and a builder to come in and speak to the Board of Adjustment concerning the case. And at the conclusion of the public hearing on February 4th, 2019, the board members voted to leave the record open to subpoena the applicant's builder and for only board members to question the builder concerning the case at the upcoming March 7th Board of Adjustment. This is where the problem occurs. On March 4th agenda for the Board of Adjustment, the agenda had no listing for old business. I purposely looked for it because of my interest in this case, which would attend the meeting. Instead, I watched it on the live stream. On all prior agendas, the standard is to list unfinished business under old business on their agendas for the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, County Council, and Planning and Zoning hearings. Except for the March 4th meeting, case number 12-267 was listed under public hearings, which doesn't make sense because it was old business, but there are other issues at hand. The hearing was left open only for comments from the builder who was subpoenaed. The builder never accepted the subpoena or showed up for the hearing. Blatant ignorance, I assume, to the county for whatever reason. But then why did the chairman proceed as if it was a new hearing? The chairman then asked for the applicant who wasn't present at the hearing. Then the chairman asked for public comment if anybody was in favor of the application. Then the chairman asked for public comment in opposition of the application. Never should have had an open public comment or anything else like that. If it was open, I definitely would have been there because you know I've been concerned about this subpoena. Would love to question it for figure out where the problem is with Board of Adjustments, whether it's permits, zoning, Board of Adjustment builders, or whatever the problem is concerning the applicants. That is the first thing that goes through page 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, and 3, and page 4, which documents it that it was, in my opinion, wrong. The decision for the applicant, I believe, was reached with giving him the permission to leave the pole barn building where it was. The second problem is that same meeting on the finding of facts to change to another hearing. You had one for a special use exception hearing for a mobile home to be placed where a modular should go to Harshberger. On the application on the webpage, it says the application was denied for them to put the modular up on where the mobile home was posted. But then in the decision of the Board of Adjustments, it says upon motion made and seconded, special use exception application was approved, the board members were in favor, such and such to approve the special use exception application. When you listen to the audio, it does not match what that vote was taken. I can't see how you can have finding the facts come up as approval, and yet on the homepage of the website say denied, and you listen to the way they voted. It definitely seemed like a denial. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I just heard what he said. I tell you, planning of our Board of Adjustment, I tell you what, they're the best thing since sliced bread to watch, because they're just like a barrel of monkeys, and they don't know which side is up. I tell you what, they ought to get their heads on straight, because I still haven't figured out how can you vote against something, then turn right around, and they said they didn't vote against it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jim Martin.
Hello, my name is Jim Martin. The county has a widening livability gap between the banked and the underbanked. Livability measures the doability of finding a place to live and one's ability to pay for rent, food, transportation, electric, gas, and phone each month. $400,000 houses had a great month last month with their values expanding $640 each day last month. Of course, that doesn't happen every month, but I'm here to say that I'm a voice for the underbanked, with low credit scores who are being blocked out of the housing market and excluded. We are making wages of $100 or lower per day, existing on the financial fringes with one flat tire away from sleeping outside. We stand in line at Walmart to get our money, and then we make our money orders to pay our bills. We can find a place to work in Sussex County, but we cannot find a place to live. Our county is workable, but less and less livable for the working poor. Affordable housing means waiting and more waiting, and the prices are no longer affordable and not even buildable, according to some planners that I'm talking to. And when one innovative group tries to take action, other groups shut them down because of the fear of the unknown. We push through despair to find our bounce back ability, only to get tangled up in more hardships by a man-made quagmire of regulation bureaucracy. I am seeing the underbanked, who are older persons. 10% of the homeless in 1990 were over 50, but today 50% of the homeless are over 50. I hear the same story over and over. A person works 20 to 30 years at a lower wage job and then is unable to save, and then something happens around age 50 and they can't swing a hammer anymore. They can't stand all day in a retail service job and they can't drive long shifts in a truck. They apply for disability income and most are denied. I hear them say, I am old, I am disabled, I am broke, I can't do it anymore. Spring is here and the winter shelters in Sussex County are closing in a few days. This is what I hear them saying. We have chronic health conditions. We are dirty and sleep deprived. No water to wash up, dehydrated. You get the picture. We're vulnerable, invisible, afraid, lonely. We are in our mid-50s, but we feel like we're 75. A few days ago, there was an adult body found in Laurel. We don't know the details. It's under investigation. Eventually, some of the most desperate people end up in expensive places, the emergency rooms at the hospitals, our behavioral health system, or the prison in Smyrna, which logged 4,000 overtime hours last week. Older homeless people break laws on purpose, hoping to be put in prison to put a roof over their head. We are here to work at making Sussex County livable and dignified for our working people and our older people. I am giving out free bread every day to make the ends meet. We need to do more and catch up as a county to the new innovative building codes approved last January under Appendix Q in the International Residential Codes. Your 2018 Sussex Plan wants to find ways to stimulate the construction of affordable workforce and granny suite housing. I ask that you put Appendix Q, ADUs, and workforce housing on your agenda. And how about a granny suite? In the meantime, please Google Appendix Q and learn more. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is a presentation by Mr. Ken Bach, Chief Executive Officer of the CHEER. Ken, welcome.
Thank you. Give me just a moment here to bring up this.
Did you turn light on? Turn light on.
For what?
Again.
No, that's it for the public comment.
Good morning. I thank you for the opportunity to address the council here today. I'd like to start by introducing you to Sally. Sally is 88 years old. She's one of several thousand people who receive meals from the CHEER program. Sally was discharged from Milford Memorial Hospital after being treated for conditions related to malnutrition. Her discharging physician referred her to CHEER. Sally now receives Meals on Wheels at her home daily from CHEER volunteers, and her health has improved dramatically. Charles is a member of the Coast Guard and a veteran who served at Pearl Harbor. He's 93 years old, lives alone in Sussex County, lives in the house that his grandmother lived in here in Sussex County. Charles also relies on CHEER to provide Meals on Wheels services, so he gets one fully balanced nutritional meal every day. CHEER has been a community service partner here in Sussex County since 1971. We were founded in Sussex County, and we serve in Sussex County throughout all of Sussex County. Last year, we provided services to over 6,500 separate individuals throughout Sussex County, and we delivered almost 710,000 units of service to senior citizens throughout Sussex County. Our nutrition program is the largest service program that CHEER has. We provide meals daily in congregate sites located in Georgetown. We have two locations in Georgetown, but in Greenwood, in Lewis, in Long Neck, Milton, Roxana. These are all facilities operated by CHEER. In addition, we provide congregate meals to sites in Bridgeville, Independent Senior Centers in Bridgeville, and also Laurel Senior Center. Our homebound meals program, Meals on Wheels, provides meals, homebound meals, throughout all of Sussex County. We're in Milford, we're in Delmar, we're in Seaford, we're throughout all of Sussex County, providing meals with the exception of an area in Rehoboth and Lewis where there's a separate smaller Meals on Wheels provider that does those areas. This is only made possible through our volunteers who are committed and dedicated to making a difference in the lives of people in Sussex County. And we appreciate so very much over 450 active volunteers who help participate and make CHEER services possible throughout Sussex County. Central to our nutrition program is the kitchen that we have that provides all of the meals for Sussex County. That kitchen in the Adams State Service Center was built in the 80s, renovated in the 90s, and designed to produce between 800 and 850 meals a day. The equipment in that kitchen has a design life of 20 to 25 years, which is typical for commercial equipment. Today, that undersized kitchen that is over 30 years of age is being called upon to produce twice the number of meals it was ever designed to produce. The equipment is aged beyond its service life. The facility is undersized and does not have the capacity. We're producing twice the daily meals in a kitchen that's 32 years old. In 2017, as part of a routine public health inspection that we, along with any other commercial kitchen, go through, the state noted, and if you can't read that, I'm going to read specifically what the inspector identified. Production has excessively outgrown the capacity of the kitchen. Need more production and refrigerated capacity. That was in November of 2017. Things have only gotten worse since then. I would note that CHEER has never failed or been cited for a violation in the public health inspections, but this is close as we've ever come. The kitchen cannot serve the current demand. It certainly cannot respond to the future demands here in Sussex County. So we take a look at what we're going to do here for the future. How are we going to maintain these life essential services for our seniors? We are proposing to construct a new commercial kitchen that will be sized to serve the increasing demand of baby boomers as they age through the ranks of senior citizens. It will provide new energy efficient equipment with a 25-year service life that will provide a renewal for the future. We're proposing to construct this kitchen at the site of the existing Cheer Community Center, Warren and Charles Allen Community Center, located on Sand Hill Road here in Georgetown, which is centrally located. The brighter yellow piece there on the top side of the building is actually the new expansion area, and then there would be renovation in the existing kitchen area of the community center. Essentially, it would look like this. We're talking about renovating 2,000 square feet of kitchen area and constructing an additional 4,376,000 square feet of kitchen area, almost 6,400 square feet of kitchen area when it's said and done, that will have the production capability to serve 2,625 meals daily, which is what we project the demand to be over the next few years with the growth of the baby boomers. That will be the peak period. In order to accomplish this, in order to have that infrastructure for the next 40 years to serve senior citizens throughout Sussex County, we have a construction budget of $1.673 million. That is to design, do the engineering, construction, and equip that kitchen. We're here today to ask County Council to support this project. Specifically, our funding plan that we're trying to proposing and trying to advance at this time is to fund 50% of the project with public sector funding. We're seeking at least $400,000 from the state. We're asking for a match for the county in that same amount. The state provided $200,000 in its last budget, and we've been talking with legislators who are supportive of trying to secure more money in this coming year budget. At least a match of that amount. We're asking the county to match that with $200,000 in the budget that's being developed now and $200,000 in the subsequent year budget. 50% of the project cost, with the balance being raised from foundations and private donations. We have already raised over $200,000 from private donations alone. We have other grants, and we have a number of grants pending with foundations right now to try and raise the funding that's necessary for this kitchen. Our request to the county is for $400,000. $200,000 in the coming budget with $200,000 in the following year. This will enable us to go forward with the construction of this kitchen and be able to provide and continue to provide the much needed meals that are necessary here in Sussex. We're going to be presenting to councilmen trays and plates that have been signed by members in each of your districts. These are people that depend upon and rely on the Cheer Congregate Meal Program and the Meals on Wheels program for service, for the meals that they receive, in many cases the only meal that they'll have each and every day. Councilman Riley, Councilman Wilson were in an earlier presentation when copies of those were made available, and we appreciate your attendance and interest there. We're also asking that on March 21st of this month, that you join us for Meals on Wheels March for Meals program. This is a national program all across the country. Community leaders are coming with nonprofit and with community service organizations to help support the need for senior nutrition programs and Meals on Wheels all over the country. Our day for this event, March for Meals, is the 21st. We're going to have Governor Carney will be participating, Senator Carp will be participating, a number of other state officials come, and they have come each and every year for this annual event, to take an hour out of their schedule, go with a volunteer, and go to someone's home and actually deliver a meal. See what that's like firsthand, to experience what is involved, not just in delivering meal, but delivering hope to people who are alone and may have nobody else. Invitations have been sent to all the council members.
What time does that start?
We start at 10:30. And invitations have been sent to all the council members previously for this. And again, I re-emphasize that invitation and hope that you can join us on that day, have an opportunity to see firsthand, not just the words, not just the dollars, see what it means to go into some of these homes, see how some of these people are living, and what we do to help provide quality of life and allow them to stay independent in their own homes throughout Sussex County. So with that, I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
And your consideration. Hope to see you on the 21st. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item, Administrator's Report for March 12, 2019. Item 1, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet March 18th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex. Aaron Willis, Director of Business Development for Sun Behavioral Health Delaware, will be speaking on services of the newly opened Sun Psychiatric Hospital in Georgetown. Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 to discuss planning for the conference scheduled for May 9th. Copy of the agenda for each meeting is attached. Item 2, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Peninsula Lakes Phase 7A construction record received substantial completion effective February 22nd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to take the time to recognize some of our employees for exceptional customer service. See on the monitors, which is not coming up.
Robin's done something to it.
It just doesn't want it.
We have someone.
Amanda's reading, baby.
Amanda, that's exactly right.
She can work on it while I... So there were 30 employees to receive recognition from the other employees and customers. A committee of supervisors and employees reviewed all the submittals and would like to highlight two employees and one honorable mention and one employee of the quarter. The employee receiving the honorable mention of the award is Jerry Golick of the Library Department. Jerry took it upon herself to research and create the documentation to help library patrons with the new state computers. The new computers came with new functions that other customers were not familiar with. She documented the new functions with screenshots and came up with suggestions to help the patrons, which enhanced their experience at the library. The employee receiving the first quarter award is Teresa Seacott of the Recorder of Deeds Department. Teresa was on vacation out of state when her backup called out sick. Knowing how important her functions are to the office, she walked another person through the process over the phone for 2 hours. Teresa's dedication and work ethic during the time demonstrated her internal customer service that she possesses. We want to thank these employees and the other employees that you see here in the picture who receive recognition for this quarter. Could the first quarter winners please come up and receive their awards?
You have to look up the mic.
Four, congratulations. Mark, come over here, we'll get what you're taking, okay?
Where's your pickle at, Mike?
I've got one. Do both?
Okay.
You want to get it?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
There you go.
Down here.
I need
your pickle.
Yeah, good idea.
Make you give him a pickle.
Any favor, can you turn the award a little bit that way? So there you go. It's sort of like the flash. Okay.
I could come down and fill in for you, Todd, if I knew that.
Congratulations. Next on the agenda, here's somebody we don't see very often.